Freshen your life, let mentals freshen up your life. Life is just a breeze when you stay fresh and cool, cause mentals puts the fresh in life.
Taste that freshness, just can't beat it. Mentals freshens, mentals freshen your life.
Mentals, the fresh maker.
These commercials are stupid.
They certainly don't make me want a Minto.
Totally ineffective.
Must kill Lincoln.
It seems to say that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
Don't you give a Family Guy. Don't you give a Family Guy. Don't you give a Family Guy. Don't you give a Family
Guy. Captain cries.
He's our Family Guy.
You woman, awake from your damnable reverie.
Honey, I'm doing the dishes.
Oh, well, a thousand pardons for disrupting your flatware sanitation ritual, but you see, I'm in searing pain.
Oh, you're just teething, Stewie. It's a normal part of a baby's life.
Very well, then. I order you to kill me at once.
Oh, honey, I know you're hurting, but Mommy has to clean up the house, all right?
Oh, it's not all right. For the love of God, shake me. Shake me like a British nanny.
Oh, man, this is the life. Hey, hand me another one of them Pawtucket Patriots. Guys, I want to say a toast to you. Quagmire, Cleveland.
Brian.
Yeah. If you guys were beers, I would drink every one of you. And I wish you were, because we're out.
Oh, that's funny. That's even more humorous than that joke you told us last night.
Okay, so a Jewish guy and a Chinese guy walk into a bar, right? Oh, wait a second. Okay, Jewish guy and a Chinese guy walk into a bar, and there's this naked priest sitting there, and sorry, Father.
No, I've heard them all.
Oh, look at the time. I promised Loretta I was going to trim the hedges and be tender with her.
Believe me, Cleveland, our wives need some time off as much as we do. This is when Lois does all those little things that women like to do.
I'll be on your bed. No calls.
Hey, you, Lois. Look, I know you've been busy all day, so I took care of dinner.
Really?
All you gotta do is gut it, clean it, scale it, and cook it.
Mwah. Peter, I spent all morning cleaning up the house, and in 5 seconds you turn it into low tide at the pier.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, honey. I'd help you clean it up, but you know how lousy I am with housework. Remember when I tried doing the laundry? Let's see, shirt, pants, hey, I'm missing another sock. Hey!
Welcome to Narnia. I'm Mr. Tumnus.
Hey, give me back my sock, you goat bastard! Hey!
You're right. It's better if I do it.
Oh, damn it, to the bowels of bloody hell!
Well, the baby's up. Can you get him?
Okay, I just hope he doesn't need changing. I'm a little gun-shy after what happened last time. No, you imbecile! That's not talc, that's paprika! Oh! Take that!
All right, I'll do that, too. Can you at least take Chris to his game?
Ah, geez, Lois, I just spent all morning on a boat with my friends drinking beer, telling jokes, and screwing around. How about a little me time?
Honey, I'm begging you, just drop Chris off at his soccer game and come right home. I need you to look after Stewie while I'm teaching piano lessons, please.
All right. You know I spoil you.
Thanks for the ride, Dad.
All right, have fun, Chris.
Hey, Peter.
Quagmire, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know, soccer moms. All right.
Well, I'd like to hang around with you, but Lois needs me at home.
I got beer.
Oh, Lois! Yay, beer!
It's okay, Stewie. Where the hell's Peter? That was good, Reuben. No. Now play Brahms' Lullaby. Lullaby and good night.
No, enough!
The only thing worse than the wretched pain in my mouth is the excrement spewing from yours.
Oh, I wish I could make the pain go away sooner, but I can't turn time forward.
No, no, but perhaps I can. Of course, I'll simply build a machine that can move time. I shall call it a time machine. E-flat, Salieri, E-flat!
Go, Chris! Daddy loves you!
I mean that in a platonic way. I'm married.
Handball! Penalty kick, blue!
That's the 10th time today! Nice grab, Orca! Hey, get Moby Dick off the field before he burps up a license plate!
Hey, easy, fella. That's my kid. Now apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry your kid's a brain-dead, stinking blue cheese fat ass!
Oh, that's it! Where you going, Dad?
Hey, you hit my mom!
No, I hit your dad.
Whoa, stand back. Give her some air.
You mean, give him some air.
Call an ambulance. She's going into labor.
You mean he's going into labor. Whoops. I can't believe I punched a woman.
A pregnant woman.
I just hope she accepts my peace offering. I sent her a little something for the baby. Of course, I would have brought it over myself if I wasn't under house arrest.
Well, you're just fortunate this is your first offense, Peter.
Yeah, no kidding. Could have been a lot worse if the cops knew about those other times I broke the law. And there was that time I took a whiz in public. And that time I snuck into Wimbledon.
Well, me and Cleveland are going to amscray.
Wait, you guys can't leave me here alone.
Well, why don't you come with us?
Oh, I can't leave the premises. They're monitoring my every move. I gotta get out of here.
There's my little house, husband. It's been so wonderful having you home all week.
Oh, thanks, honey, but honestly, I don't know how you stand being in the house all day. I mean, I'm so bored I can't even watch TV anymore. All the shows are starting to run together.
This show contains adult content and is brought to you by the letter H.
Hello. Son of a bitch. I'm on my way. Some poor bastard got his head blown off down at a place called Hooper's.
Bert, I wish you wouldn't drink so much, Bert.
Well, Ernie, I wish you wouldn't eat cookies in the damn bed!
Bert, you're shouting again, Bert.
I know you can't understand what I'm going through, Lois. I mean, all the stuff that makes you happy, you know, like cooking and cleaning, it's right here in the house just waiting for you. You are one lucky...
Stop now.
Peter, I don't do those things because I enjoy them. I do them because I love my family.
Lois loves her family. Lois loves her family. Lois and her family sitting in a tree. See, now, Lois, the guys would have found that hilarious.
Why don't I go buy some groceries and make us a nice romantic dinner? You know, like when we were dating. That ought to take your mind off the guys.
It already has. Wonder what the guys are up to.
Oh, that's nasty.
Where's the damn pull string?
You never know what you're going to find down here.
Peter!
Hey, you're the Pawtucket Patriot.
Verily, come hither and give heed.
Whoa, I don't swing that way, pal. Look, I got a date with my female wife. I just came down to get some beers.
Why spend time with your wife? If you build a bar in this basement and stock it with plenty of frosty Pawtucket Patriots, your friends will come down here for a beer as well.
Build a bar?
That's a great idea.
Oh, wait, one last question. If I walk through you, does that mean, like, we've done it?
Jeez, what's with you and the gay jokes?
Peter, where the hell have you been?
We had a date.
Oh, sorry, honey. I must have lost track of the time.
What do you say, eh? You think the guys will like it?
This is why you missed our dinner? To make a bar for your friends?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, boy, I feel just like Tim Allen. I build stuff and I have a criminal record.
Okay,
guys, I got another one. What's the difference between pornography and art?
Here it comes.
A government grant.
Peter, you are in the zone.
Hey, honey, you know those little clam cakes you always make whenever we have company? I need about a dozen of those. Actually, better make it like 600.
That's it, Peter. I'm not a servant, and I'm through taking care of you and your bar buddies.
Yeesh. Where the hell did that come from?
Watch the kids. I'm taking a hot bath.
Oh, put me down, you Brobdingnagian blunderbuss.
He's a little cranky from teething.
Oh, I can fix that.
Oh, good God, man. One can only imagine what foul regions that finger has erstwhile probed.
There you go. My mother used to use whiskey whenever I had a toothache.
My tooth hurts.
Yeah, how's that feel?
Well, it's delightful.
Thank you very much.
Lois, you're a wonderful woman. Words cannot express the depth of my appreciation and love for you.
Oh, Peter.
Ah! Hey, you must be Lois.
No, not silicone, silicone. And the design of the device is quite ingenious, if I do say so myself, Misty. What a delightful moniker. You see, Misty, my time manipulator employs axioms from the quantum theory of molecular propulsion. I've broken my pencil.
I have a Barney pen in my purse.
You are spectacular.
Chris, what are you doing here?
Sorry, Mom. I'm going to need to see some ID.
Chris, go to your room.
Hello, Mother. Care to partake in one of your oh-so-exhilarating games of peekaboo?
Oh, my God, my baby is drunk.
No, I'm not. What? Oh, him? Oh, yeah, he's a real lightweight.
Meg, take Stewie upstairs.
Show me the way to go home, everybody. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Just the women.
Peter, in the 17 years that we've been married, I have never been as angry as I... What is my piano doing down here?
Well, it was supposed to be a clam cake buffet, but, never mind.
That does it, Peter. Either this bar goes or I do.
Oh, Lois, honey, I haven't even told you the other reason your piano's down here.
I wanted you to play it. You know, like it was an instrument. I'm telling you the truth, right, guys?
Oh, definitely.
Come on.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Come on.
Well, maybe one song.
Pretend you like it, no matter how bad it stinks.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know for half.
Okay, guys. Thank you. You can stop pretending now.
If there is some other way to prove
something troubling you, Peter?
Oh, no, nothing. Just all my friends are eye-humping my wife.
You'll never know if you don't know now. It was absolutely amazing. The second that spotlight hit me, I became a whole different person.
Silence, you contemptible shrew!
Oh, I bet your gums are still sore.
Oh, you're so observant, aren't you? Are you a detective?
Yes, my gums are sore! Oh, enough of this. I must complete my time machine, move time forward, and end this agony.
Hey, Dad! Mom said she was really on last night.
Oh, yeah, about that. Lois, see, the guys were just being polite, you know? They thought your singing was too,
I was just nervous. Tonight'll be better.
Tonight? Honey, I don't think anyone's going to come back tonight.
Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for.
Oh, this one takes me back.
Now that's a woman. That's a house. That's a fish. That's a bee.
You know you made me love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Johnny Muldoon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was born in a little town called Quahog.
We love you, Lois!
Let me finish the story, fellas. You don't want to be up all night. Or do you?
Or do you? She's a smoking little pistol, isn't she?
Are you a woman?
No.
My house arrest is over, Brian. Round up the guys. Now that I'm a free man, we can do anything we want.
Ooh, there's only one thing the guys want to do, Peter, and that's ogle your wife. I tell you, if Lois were my woman, I'd keep an eye on her. Then again, I'm the jealous type. Wow, Lois Griffin! Hey, I love your act. Nice melons.
Hey, listen, pal.
Peter, I'm holding melons.
Oh.
And her Hooters ain't bad either.
Now, hang on a second there.
Peter, I'm holding Hooters.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. Your wife's hot.
All right, that's it. Lois, your singing days are over. For God's sake, if I wanted to marry Lola Falahner, I would have. Look, Lola, this whole thing's just going way too fast for me.
Last time! I'm not Lola! I'm Leslie Uggam!
Peter, having me sing was your idea in the first place.
Hey, I just wanted to keep my bar. The whole reason I built that thing was so that my friends would come to see me, not you.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something. I love singing, and I will continue to sing, and... Well, how dare you upset me this close to showtime?
Oh, Lois! Oh, hey, watch where you're going, buddy.
Griffin! I got a bone to pick with you.
Whoa, listen, pal, I don't want any more trouble.
Thanks to your wife, my husband hasn't been home all week.
That singing hussy is destroying our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, then do something about it. Come down to my basement tonight and drag your husbands out of there yourselves.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, fella, can't you take that outside?
This next number is dedicated to my very supportive husband, Peter.
Huh?
Hit it! Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply gotta. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Boy, Lois is pretty pissed, huh?
Yes, your judgment lately has been rather... Well, you have crappy judgment anyway.
Oh, this is intolerable. This foolishness is preventing me from completing work on my... Begins! The blueprints for my time machine. Those are for my eyes only.
Thank you. Aw, look, everyone. Stewie drew a picture for his mommy.
No!
Hold up the picture. Let's see.
No. Nothing to see here.
Oh, how cute. It's a time machine.
No. It's a... Blast, what the devil do children draw? It's a pheasant.
A time machine. Well, sure. Here's where the flux capacitor goes.
Oh, I can't wait to build one of these of my own.
I'll not stand idly by while you abrogate my plans. You shall rue this day. Well, go on. Start brewing.
Bye-bye, Stewie. Mommy will be upstairs to kiss you goodnight.
Burn in hell.
Hell. Hell has fire. And you know what else? It's got... steam heat, I got... steam heat, I got... steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold I got.
All right, break it up!
What's going on here?
Your little peep show is over. We're taking back our men.
Peep show? I just do this for fun. Look, all day long I scrub and cook and take care of my kids and nobody cheers. No one even says thank you. But when the band starts playing and the music's flowing through me, I feel, I don't know, special. I guess you all think that's pretty silly.
Not at all.
You didn't tell us that part. Mm-mm. Peter, you're behind all this?
Yes, and you'll never catch me.
I bet he also didn't tell you. He never helps me around the house, or takes me out to dinner, or notices when I get my hair done.
Oh, no, just here.
My husband's the same way.
So's mine.
Oh, this place is full of dead pigeons. I'm going to go grab some ozone. Hey, Peter, there's a king in the car. Hey.
It's all my blueprints. What a grievous breach of security. Damn, what to do? Wait for it. Wait for it. Yes! Instead of moving time forward to bypass this wretched teething, it might just be possible to reverse time's heady flow and undo ever having drawn those damnable blueprints.
You'll never get away with this.
Silence!
Lois, you make it sound like I don't appreciate you at all.
Peter, when was the last time you told me you love me?
Oh, you know I do.
I want to hear it.
Is that what this is all about?
Run for your life!
Holy crap! Last, my time device is complete. Just one final adjustment. There. Now I shall negate ever having drawn those damnable blueprints. Blast!
Ah, jeez, we're screwed. Look, I promise, if we get out of this alive, I'm going to help out around the house and say I love you every day.
You mean it?
Oh, I'm a changed man, Lois, a better man. And to think if I hadn't taken Chris to his soccer game, I never would have learned this valuable lesson. So, yes, no?
Honey, I'm begging you, just drop Chris off at his soccer game and come right home. I need you to look after Stewie while I'm teaching piano lessons, please.
All right, all right. You know I spoil you. Oh, my foot! Oh, I can't walk. I guess you'll have to take Chris yourself.
Oh, my device! Oh, my teeth! I'm free! Free! I claim this mouth in the name of Incisor. I think not. By Cuspid, we meet again.
Have at you! On guard!
Well, shall we bite the tongue then? On three. One, two.